on the backside, and you know, I know that that's what that was about. But it was a good experience.
Sounds like Hirsch is jonesing for a cocktail. He keeps mentioning mimosas. Why don't you have the Vitaly staff make you one?
Oh, last night we had this a great event up in Napa, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And I don't know if you guys know Michael Pritchard.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He's lost like 50 pounds.
You got to be kidding me.
No, but he's still
a whole person.
I know. He's still a big guy. So my opening line on stage was, Michael Pritchard originally was a big brother, but there was a tragic seesaw accident. And it was a great event. A lot of wine, but I'm not a wine drinker, so...
Oh, so, you should have had me. I'd be a circuit wine drinker.
It was gorgeous. Copia is a gorgeous.
And then I would. So. Then Phil Mickelson would have had an explanation.
Oh, poor baby. We watched that whole thing.
For his meltdown.
Yeah, he said, I'm such an idiot.
He said he's such an idiot?
That's what he said about himself, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I got to tell you something. How about Montgomery? He's got to say he's such an idiot, too. Mm-hmm. He hits a perfect tee shot off of the 18. At that moment, he was dead even with Phil. 4 over. Those guys look like me playing out there.
I know.
And on the 18th hole, they both went to pieces, and the little guy from down under just scrambled to make par, and he wins the tournament with 5 over. I mean, Tiger's got to be killing himself.
Yeah.
Why did he do what he did? And then, of course, the Heat. Did you watch last night, John, when the Heat tied?
In overtime, they won.
And then they won in overtime, and they won on 2 free throws.
You know, I've been paying less attention to the NBA playoffs. I've all of a sudden, for some reason, become transfixed with the World Cup.
Well,
I've become a convert.
Well, then I shall red card you so you can get back to your regular duties.
Oh, I've been red carded by Willie. Oh, no. That means I can't play tomorrow.
The U.S. lost 2 guys, you know, on the red card. I don't understand that red card stuff. If you want to fix the game, give me
there
the right
go.
To do the red card.
We got a great show today. Mickey Dolenz, Debbie Durst, Ed Schultz, and Matt Gonzalez. All keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Fantastic. That's coming right up after our Quick News Team special on Pride Week here on San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We are broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake. And now, a special report from the Quake News Team.
Biggest is best when it comes to San Francisco's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender pride celebration. I'm Andy Jordan with this Pride Profile.
We're the biggest and we're the best. We're the second largest event in California, just after the Rose Bowl Parade. And it is, I think it's a celebration not only of the queer community, but of San Francisco.
President of the San Francisco Pride Board, Joey Kane, says San Francisco Pride turns 36 this year.
Our origin was a bunch of hair fairies marching down Polk Street in 1970 in commemoration of the Stonewall Riot.
Past parades have been called Gay Freedom Day, even Christopher Street West in 1972.
Gay Inn, we've gone through a bunch of names. Gay Freedom Day, we're now with the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Celebration.
And past mottos reflecting strength and power, Proud, Strong, United in 1987. And in 1981, at the beginning of AIDS, the theme, Frontline of Freedom. This year in 2006,
commemorate, educate, liberate, celebrate.
And this year packs a poignant punch with much to celebrate.
That even under the Bush era, we can still march in the streets and celebrate our sexuality, our freedom, and our desire for human rights.
SF Pride's Joey Kane says, besides marking 25 years of the AIDS epidemic, there is another event they're remembering.
This year we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Compton's Cafeteria Riot, which happened in 1966 down in the Tenderloin when a bunch of trannies and gay street hustlers fought back against the cops 3 years before Stonewall.
Newer events this year, the Transgender March Friday night, and with the parade on Sunday, SF Pride is pushing Saturday now as a performing arts day. Why is San Francisco the center for LGBT pride worldwide?
I think it's the fact that we have been on the cutting edge of not just sexual freedom, but also political advancement of people's rights.
SF Pride's Joey Kane notes the mayor of Moscow banned the gay pride march there and says San Francisco's pride is a beacon for other people around the world.
Pride is certainly part of the larger struggle for human rights worldwide.
For all the details, head to sfpride.org or quakeradio.com.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Here's a quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning at 7:04, I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by GMC Fuel Price Protection. Metering lights now on at the Baybridge Toll Plaza. The backup is to the foot of the maze. Otherwise, not a lot of problems on any Bay Area freeway. Just normal stop and slow in your neighborhood. There is a large unknown something and fell off a truck, and it's blocking the slow lane on Highway 4 westbound before Willow Pass Road outside of Concord. Bart running on time. If you want to put a cap on gas prices and pay only $1.99 a gallon, go to fuelprotection.com to find out how and learn about GMC Fuel Price Protection. The event ends July 5th. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And we're live from the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission Embarcadero. And good morning. It's a Monday. We're all here and ready to go. Will Durst, Willie Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Durst. Good morning, Mr. Wells.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Morning. How are you doing?
Oh, morning, better morning. Better than Phil Mickelson.
Oh,
all
geez.
I can say is his cappuccino has got to taste really bogey.
Oh, wow. Oh, double bogey.
Double bogey.
Did he I never even finished watching after he bogeyed it. Did he make that double bogey putt?
Yes, he did. He finally made the double bogey putt. That's why
so he
finished
ended up six
under. He tied for second with...
Because if he didn't make that putt, I mean, he would
have been seven under.
Yeah.
Seven over. And Jim Furyk and Colin...
Montgomery
and Phil Mickelson. Yeah. And in the papers, they listed Phil as third in the...
Yeah.
You know, where they have everybody who ties, they can either put you right under the guy that beat you, or they can drop you. They dropped him. Dropped him all the way down. And obviously, MI comes before MO, so he should have been ahead of Montgomery. Furyk, you can understand. But this is deliberate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, only a trashy guy like me would look at
it. Yeah, separate him from the top as much as possible.
Yes. And then, so it was not a good day. But, you know, for Tiger fans, and I'm a dedicated Tiger fan, I would love to have seen Mickelson and Tiger reach the 18th. Dead even. That would have been the game.
I wanted to see Mickelson win a third major in a row. I thought that would have been good.
And that's history.
And then, and then the British Open is coming up.
And he would have been on tack for the Grand Slam in the same year. He's trying to do what they call now the Tiger Slam.
Or the Mickelson Slam.
And that's winning all four.
Yeah, in a row.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Tiger did that once.
Yes.
You know, he won.
But not in the same year.
No, not in the same year. He won three in 1 year and two in the next year, and he blew up in that British Open while he was headed for the fourth of the Grand Slam. He shot an 81 on the first day. 81. And in order to make the cut, he had to shoot a 66 the next day. He shot a 65. And he finished the tournament dead even. Ernie Els won that tournament, as I recall. Just a little golf.
Nice job. I didn't see the NBA game, though. I missed
the NBA game. Was fabulous. In the overtime, it was interesting. The Heat couldn't hit a thing in the overtime. I mean, like, nothing in the overtime. They were in a position a couple of times to win it. And then, of course, the Mavericks could not hit any free throws in the overtime. As a result of that...
Which is odd, because it's usually Shaq who can't hit the free throws.
Gary Payton hit the 1-2-pointer that was necessary in the last, I suppose, 1 minute, less than 1 minute, 29 seconds or something. And the Heat came back down, Mavs came down and went up by one with a free throw. And then, of course, like clockwork, Dwayne Wade got the ball. And with, 3 or 4 seconds left, he went up and he got clipped. And when he got clipped, he calmly sank the first free throw.
To tie.
The Mavericks guy called the last timeout. He should have obviously not called the timeout in between the shots because he could have started at half court rather than all the way at the other end. So it was just a bonehead play. The coaches tried to get the referee to undo it, but they said, oh, no, your guy called timeout. It's timeout. So obviously Wade had time to think about it. He thought about it, and he calmly meshed the next one, and the Heat ended up winning all three games at home. So now you have the oddity of, in these playoffs, teams are only winning at home. Whether it's the Stanley Cup between the Oilers and the guys in Carolina, each of them have won only the home shots. And so now they're in the seventh game with the whole deal on the line. And the same goes with the Mavericks and the Heat. They're 3-2, and they're going back to Dallas for at least one and maybe two games. But it's all on the line. And then what's wonderful over the weekend, Will, now that I'm giving you the complete sports report.
Don't go to the Giants.
No, forget the Giants. The Giants lost 3 in Seattle. The Dodgers got swept in Oakland. As a matter of fact, the National League collectively won only about 3 or 4 games against all of their American League opponents.
Well, the National League West, I think, won a total of 3 games over the weekend. Games out of what, 15?
At least.
Yeah.
And so it's just not a good weekend, but... You just got to know that when the USA tied Italy on Saturday.
They still haven't scored a goal.
Yeah, they did. They scored one goal.
No, they didn't score a goal.
Well, it bounced off the other guy's head. It bounced off of the guy's head.
He was trying to pass it. I don't know what he was trying to do, if he was trying to give it to the goalie or if he was trying to push it out of bounds or what he did, but he put it right into the net with a backward flip of his left ankle.
Yeah, nobody touched the ball except he touched the ball.
But then Marcus DeBeasley made a great, he made a great score, but there was McBride was offsides, so that was called back.
Yes.
But they looked so much better than they did against the Czech Republic. So much better.
Did you see how McBride, he wanted to kill himself?
Yeah.
He wanted to kill himself because they would have beaten Italy 2-1. They would have absolutely gotten Italy 2-1. But now all they have to do is beat what, Ghana?
All they have to do is beat Ghana. Ghana, who beat the Czech Republic, who they lost to 3-0.
Yeah, but we'll beat Ghana.
Oh.
We got to beat Ghana.
Yeah, but then Italy has to beat the Czech Republic.
Well, right here on the Quick, John Scott is so riveted on the business of the soccer matches that he is going to tell everybody here on 960 The Quick, blow by blow, what the USA does in its next encounter.
No, it's because we're on the air, it's going to be Thursday because, you know, they play the third game at the same time. So USA and Ghana will play at the exact same time that Italy and the Czech Republic play, so that you can't decide what's going to happen. You can't play so that you have to play at that time without knowing what the other side is doing, teams are doing.
But you know, the winner in each one of those.
I love that.
But the winner in each one of those goes to the next round. Each of those, whoever wins in
those two games,
goes to the next round, and it'll be the first time the USA has ever enjoyed that great privilege.
No, we went 4 years ago. We went to we actually won the first game in the knockoff round, and then we were the field of eight, the elite eight, and we lost to Germany 1-0.
Well,
on a handball.
Well, I got you to know that I talked about what I did on Father's Day.
Yeah,
and my 9-year-old granddaughter. I look up and she's on the wall in a soccer uniform. She'd never bother even telling me that she plays soccer.
Oh,
she'd
no kidding?
Yeah. I said, are you in the World Cup? She says, not this year. She said, we played our last game yesterday, and we looked like the U.S. against the Czechs.
Oh. that was sweet. She said that?
Yeah.
Clever kid.
Yeah, well, you know, so her dad, I think, had been giving her the word. But kids, can you imagine every kid alive now plays soccer? That's the five-year-old. Do you play soccer? And yes. Like, it's just natural. Like, we formerly played baseball. We formerly played football. It's just absolutely natural.
Oh, one of the reasons is because it's so cheap to play that schools are finding out they don't need football equipment. They don't need pads. They don't need helmets. They, you know, you just give the kids some cleats and a ball, and that's it.
And they don't need to worry about any injuries.
A lot less. There's still a lot of knees.
But they're not from banging up into each other.
No.
And they're not, you know, they're accidents of nature almost. You know, at some point, though, I think they're going to start wearing helmets. I don't think you can keep bouncing your head off that ball without scrambling your brains. So I do think that at some point the equipment is going to come with headgear.
I don't know. There's something beautiful about just a guy in a pair of shorts
running around
kicking a ball.
Yeah.
You know, something very simple about it.
And that's how soccer got started.
Go, go, go. I can't keep it up.
That guy's incredible.
I know. Well, see, they only score one goal a game, you know.
Yeah, you only have to yell one time. But, you know, as soccer unfolds in this nation and we really start to play soccer, I think we will begin to be far more formidable in the world of soccer.
Glenn Dickey had an interesting column in the Examiner the other day. And he said one of the problems with it is it's so organized now. And that there's no passion. They took the passion out of baseball when they started organizing it. That every little league team now has, you know, fields and you know, coaches and a league and standings and rules. That when baseball had passion, when kids would just go out and play in the backyard and there'd be, they'd make up a baseball field where there was just an empty lot. You know, sandlot baseball is what we used to call it.
That's what sandlot baseball
was called. Yeah, when they played until it got dark, from dark until dark. And that's how kids in other countries play soccer, because all you need is a ball and they just make it up. But now he's saying that soccer is getting too organized.
And there were no
passion.
And there were no referees.
Right. So you would make up
your
own.
There were no umpires. Yeah. You'd make your own calls. And you were allowed to take each other's last one, because they used to take my last one. I wasn't a great hitter.
Going
to
take my last ups.
Yeah. Save no, they ups. Take my last pitch, my nice. Last strike. They let me swing it, too. And if I didn't get a hit, it really was three strikes and you out. And that was, you know, no such thing as calling balls and strikes. You just did it until you got the guy, hit the ball, and you knocked it up. And it got put out by touching the ball, not by fanning people, as we called it in those days. He fanned. I mean, we now say strike out. No, it was, I fanned that cat. I fanned that cat,
oh,
which was
Jamie
cool.
Moyer fanned us.
Yes.
This guy throwing this nothing ball from nowhere. He's 43 years old. He's got, a 64-mile-an-hour changeup, and we're just whiffing at it. Junk pitchers, we just can't hit junk pitchers.
There's a reliever for the A's that pitched a game on Saturday.
Carson.
And he quit.
And he called it quits.
Why did he do that? He's not that old.
He had a great season about 3 years ago. And then he had an injury in 2003. And the last couple of years, he hasn't really pitched that much. He's only, 34 years old?
Yes.
He just decided to give it up.
But after the game.
I know. I mean, after he pitched, saved the game.
Two scoreless innings.
Yeah. I think he got the win.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he got the win.
And he walked off. I mean, what is that all about?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of weird...
A guy who knows how to call it quits. Jeff Acero, that 43-year-old pitcher that the Giants let go about a month ago. He's given it up. He's now coaching Little League.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what Carson's going to do. Is he going to work in Oakland as a youth counselor?
Maybe an announcer or something?
Yeah. But at 34 years of age, and you're still in good physical health... You didn't do a meltdown as Nicholson did. You...
or Dave Dravecki, your arm didn't fall off.
Oh, my God, I can see that. You mean, anytime you mention it.
It didn't fall off.
It fell
it,
off.
It broke.
It he broke his arm pitching a ball.
Yeah. But no one knew that at that moment he had cancer, you know, or did they? Yeah. Did we already know that?
No.
No. We subsequently did learn,
yes,
that the brittle bones came from the fact that the guy was suffering from bone cancer. And the results was just... He was a good pitcher, though.
Yeah, he was a great pitcher.
Great name, though.
Dave Dravecki.
Oh, Dave Dravecki. At one time, the Giants had those incredible named... they had, what is it, Antonino? They had those Italian pitchers. They had a series of two or three Italian pitchers on that same team. Johnny, somebody that had a bar and a nightclub down in the north part of the city.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had three or four pitchers that had those Italian last names.
I remember Rush.
That Tony would
Robinson.
Know about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tony would know about those.
Altabelli?
Antonello. Antonello was one of them. And the other one was, I'll think of it, and it, or some listener will call in with the correct information, as they always do. People who listen really know a hell of a lot more than those of us.
They know enough to listen to us and keep it real with Will and Willie.
Right, and they call up and say, hey, straighten it out. You don't know what you're talking about. And what do? I hang up.
In our next segment, we'll have Mona Sedena. She is with Amnesty International, and they're having screenings tonight and tomorrow of a movie called The Road to Guantanamo. We'll hear all about it in a moment. 719, keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salad, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Fraga will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm in it. I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
960, The Quake, the Bay Area's progressive talk station. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks. From 960, The Quake.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Live from the Hotel Vitale, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. You can come by here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, be part of a live studio audience, and we have a guest from Amnesty International, Mona Sedena. Welcome to The Quake.
Thanks for having me.
Mona.
Yes.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. How are you? It's a little early, but I'm doing all right.
No, it's not early for us. We're up at 4:30.
I know. Y'all have been at it for hours.
And I got to tell you, Amnesty International for years has been up awful early. Of course, you've been pointing out the inconsistencies in nations' policies with reference to human rights. You're doing a screening? Is this movie about the work of Amnesty International, or does it demonstrate something some nation has done?
It's really more a demonstration. This film is called The Road to Guantanamo, and it's the story of three British nationals who were detained in the Guantanamo prison without charge for 2 years. They're known as the Tiptim Three. That's a reference to their hometown. They're British nationals, and this is really just a first-hand account of their experience of spending 2 years uncharged in Guantanamo Bay. So there's a screening tonight at the Pacific Film Archives in Berkeley at 7, and tomorrow a free screening at the Embarcadero Theaters, but tomorrow night's first come, first serve, so you better get there early.
And what time is it?
What time is it?
Tomorrow night's at 7:30.
All right, back up for a second.
Sure.
You said there are three British nationals?
Uh-huh.
Are they like English by birth, or are they persons who have come from some other country and have lived there for a long time? They're not ethnically British, are they?
Well, they're Muslim, and
that's what I thought.
My understanding is that they were born in Britain, but you know that's a little bit fuzzy. But we can certainly check that out and
so where were they
come to the
up?
Film.
Yeah.
Where were they picked up?
Yeah.
My understanding is that they were picked up in Britain and sent over to Guantanamo Bay. They were there for 2 years, released without charge.
And they were turned over to us?
Over to the U.S. government, yeah.
Or does the U.S. government rent out space to the British? What is this? I don't understand.
Well, you know, as you know, in Guantanamo Bay, a lot of the guys who were there were turned over by bounty hunters as a result of a bounty that was put out on the heads of suspected terrorists by the U.S. government. So, you know, there are 450 guys there, and the majority of them were turned over by bounty hunters, essentially sold to the U.S. government for bounty.
Bounty hunters? That's an incredible story.
It's shocking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Walk us through this presentation, which is going to happen over at the Berkeley Archives. Well, give us just a little bit of a snippet. Give us a snippet of it.
Sure. Well, this film, first, just to let you know, it's the winner of the Silver Bear at the Berlin International Film Festival. And coming here to the United States, this is really its U.S. release, and it will be released to the public later on. So The Road to Guantanamo, it's a first-hand account of these three British citizens held for 2 years without charges at Guantanamo Bay, the American military prison. As I said, they're known as the Tipton Three, and it really just goes through their ordeal from the beginning to the end. So
it's part dramatization?
It is part dramatization, and it is part first-hand accounts. I mean, they're all actors playing the Tipton Three, but it goes back and forth from showing the drama of what's happening inside Guantanamo Bay to some that come back to interviews with,
live
with
interviews
the guys.
With the guys. And how long is the movie, do you know?
It's a feature length.
So it's about 90 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And did Amnesty do this film, or did somebody else do the film?
We did not do this film. It's actually directed by Michael Winterbottom and Matt Whitecross. And we have been partnering with the filmmakers on the film because we found that the stories in the film are illustrative of what we know to be happening in Guantanamo Bay right now.
And, Monica, does this come from a book that was done, or just from the collection of the stories of the three British nationals?
It comes from a collection. There was a 114-page report that was written after these guys got out. And,
and the report was done by Amnesty International?
The report was not done by Amnesty International, and I think it was the International Red Cross, but I don't have that on my sheet.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. I thought maybe Amnesty International had done the report, and then someone picked it up for film purposes, but it was done by some other international human rights agency of
sorts.
That's
right.
And it was picked up. Are there other films that have been done on the experiences of people at Guantanamo Bay?
At this point, this is the only one that we have really been working on. You know, I have heard that there are some in formation right now. I assume that there are probably some shorter documentaries, but this is really the first one that's gotten a popular release.
How does this film end? Is it that these guys are now available for some lawyers to take up their cause and sue the U.S. for wrongful incarceration?
Wow, that's a good question. I guess you'll have to come to the film and find out.
She just dropped one on me. I mean, I walked into that one.
We're speaking with Mona Cedeno from Cedeno?
Cadena.
Mona Cadena from Amnesty International here on 960 The Quake. She's bringing to us the knowledge of this movie called The Road to Gitmo, or is it The Road to Guantanamo. It's we call it The Road to Gitmo.
Right, that's right. That's our vernacular.
Yes. What else do you do for Amnesty International?
I'm our field director, so I work with members across the western region of Amnesty International. So from Colorado West, Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, American Samoa. So do a lot of training, a lot of policy stuff, working with activists to be as effective as they can. And then we do a lot of policy stuff, women's rights.
It's got to be a busy time for
you. It's busy, yes.
Tell the listeners exactly what Amnesty International is and does.
Sure. Amnesty is the largest worldwide grassroots human rights organization. We have almost 2 million members around the world, and we essentially work to protect human rights for all people, wherever they are, and to make sure that governments are really respecting the rule of law and that they incorporate human rights principles into their national documents and also in the things that they do, like interrogating suspects and picking up suspects, etc.
And how do we rate on the Amnesty International list of international do-batters?
Are you talking about the Quake?
No, I'm not talking about KQKE.
As in the U.S., we.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, you know, as you know, Amnesty doesn't take money from any governments. We only take money from individuals, so we liked the opportunity to be as unbiased as possible. And, you know, we've been focusing a lot on the U.S., particularly in regards to the war on terror and the U.S. practices in Guantanamo Bay. So, you know, we are quite concerned with the way that the U.S. is purporting itself around the world these days.
When I was growing up years ago, do you know that Joan Baez was the face of Amnesty International?
That's right. We have great love for Joan.
Yeah, for a long time. She was really the face of all during the 60s when I lived in the Hate, and she was like the icon leader on the folk single circuit. She literally devoted much of her time, much of her talent, and most of her charity went to Amnesty International.
She was one of the founders of the U.S. section of Amnesty International with Janetta Sagan.
That is absolutely correct. And Joan is just as riveted today as she was then on the issue of human rights all over the world. And this was before she married David Harris. Down the stem. See, little trivia, guys. I remember all of those kinds of things.
She was still in her Bob Dylan hangover.
Yeah. It's all part of it. When you say that you look at nations' conduct vis-a-vis human rights, you are talking about not just on international issues, you're talking about on internal issues within nations.
That's right. Internally, we might look at things like the way a nation treats its prisoners, the way its police forces are conducting themselves, and those type of issues. So we do. We look, you know, across both international, national, and local areas. You know, we believe that it's important to protect human rights for everybody. Otherwise, it's meaningless for the rest of us.
Where should people go if they want to know more?
You should go to our website. It's amnestyusa.org, and you can find more information about all these issues and more, everything you wanted to know about human rights.
And do you break them down by countries? Like, for an example, if someone wanted to check on Somalia, if somebody wanted to check on one or two other nations, they could just by looking at that nation from your standpoint.
Absolutely. Across the top of the page, you can choose either countries or topics, and so you can go either way depending on what you want to know.
Mona Cadena, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
And again, the free screening of The Road to Guantanamo, the movie that Amnesty International is sponsoring, is at the Embarcadero Theater tomorrow at 7:30 on a first-come, first-served basis. Matt Gonzalez is going to join us this morning, Big Ed Schultz, and in the next segment, a monkey. Mickey Dolan's got a children's book out. We'll hear about it. Here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Cool. Thanks, Paul. 7:32. Traffic brought to us by 511. And we have a couple of problems. Santa Cruz Mountains. They're both on northbound 17. We have one problem now on the shoulder of Bear Creek and an accident blocking one lane before Idlewild. Fire crews are on its way because one car is on its side, unfortunately. Two-car crash blocks a lane, 80 westbound after Travis Boulevard. Metering lights on at the Baybridge Toll Plaza, the backup to the foot of the maze. If traffic is slowing you down, you can get driving times every time. Call 511 and get free real-time driving times. Or check real-time local traffic anytime at our website at quakeradio.com. 7:33, here's what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. Firefighters have successfully put down a brush fire burning off Vasco Road in Contra Costa County. CDF says it burned about 120 acres. No structures burned, no injuries. As the U.S. military steps up a search for two missing soldiers, an Iraqi militant group is putting out a taunting message. On an Islamic website, the statement says flat out that they're holding the pair of soldiers who vanished on Friday. Doesn't ID the soldiers. There isn't any video, something that's accompanied kidnapping claims in the past. Still, the statement appears on an internet site often used by groups that are linked to Al-Qaeda. The Bay Area job picture, looking up. State officials say the South Bay added 4,000 jobs in just the last month in construction, hospitality, and the leisure categories. Alameda and Contra Costa counties added 5,900 jobs. Big gainer there was construction. San Mateo, San Francisco, and Marin added 2,700 jobs. Caltrain is considering going electric. The agency has hired PG&E to conduct a six-month study on the feasibility of converting trains from diesel to electric power. The agency is budgeting $10 million for diesel fuel in the fiscal year, which begins the first of next month. Switching to DC power would not only save Caltrain that money on fuel costs, it would actually shorten the ride from San Francisco to San Jose and vice versa by about 10 minutes. And obviously it would decrease air pollution along the corridor as well. Quake weather today, foggy and cool on the coast, nice inland, highs from the upper 50s to the low 80s. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning RX trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning RX is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Hello, everybody. I'm Willie Brown.
And I'm Will Durst. And, Willie, did you know with Working Assets Wireless, you get the same quality service you get from the big wireless phone carriers?
And 1% of everything they charge their customers goes to progressive organizations doing work worldwide.
Good do-gooders like Sierra Club.
Oh, not just the Sierra Club, ACLU, as well as
the Planned Parenthood.
And it has amounted over 20 years to $50
million. $50 million? So join Working Assets, the progressive choice for wireless phone service. Go to workingassets.com/quake.
Commemorate, educate, liberate, and celebrate at this year's San Francisco Gay Pride at the Civic Center, June 24th and 25th. Join the Quake all weekend and look for the Quake Hybrid in the Pride Parade that Sunday. Brought to you by John Gardner Automotive and 960 AM The Quake. For more info, log on to quakeradio.com.
960 The Quake. Now broadcasting in HD Digital, the next evolution of radio is here. Find out more online at quakeradio.com.
Good Monday morning to you. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 739. And I'm Paul Wells here with Will Durst, Willie Brown, and Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz is coming
up. Monkees. If you can go back and far enough, you can remember him as Circus Boy.
Oh, wow. Circus Boy.
He was a child actor who hung around Hollywood long enough to audition for the Monkees and play the part of the drummer. I believe he hadn't really played much drums to that point.
Can you imagine you're in a competition with 400 other people? They're going to select maybe four, and you end up one of the four out of the 400?
Oh, it was more than 400. I imagine there were 400 for the drummer.
Well, I just...
They had thousands of people down in L.A. because when they put this together, Peter Tork, who was the bass player, he was from Madison, Wisconsin, and then Michael Nesmith, of course, the serious one. He's the one who never jumped in on any of the revivals or the reunions.
And he gets selected. You know, with that kind of luck, go straight for the lottery.
But he was always fun, yeah, on the Monkees. I love the Monkees. Now, I know they were, you know, a manufactured group, and they were there to jump on the success of the Beatles that the Beatles had in Hard Day's Night, the Richard Lester movie. And if you look at the TV series, it's almost like an exact copy of the Richard Lester movie.
And but they went on for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah, they had some great...
And Mickey ended up having a career that became multiple. Not only a singer, an actor, a television personality, he did it all.
Yeah. And his daughter's an actress now, Amy Dolenz.
Wow.
And now he's written a children's book, and it's called Gacky Two Feet.
And that's three generations, because if you recall, his dad there in Los Angeles was an actor as well. So it's all part of a spectacular
He's Hollywood career. Royalty, if you think about it.
And can you imagine? I'm sure the teacher said, learn your ABCs. You're never going to amount to anything.
He'll never make it in show business.
Right. Now he buys the teacher.
And I think he's with us.
He'll be joining us momentarily. We're getting him on the line right now.
But it was A Hard Day's Night that inspired, that inspired the Monkees. And all of much of what they did, apparently, as you said, Will, came from their being accepted as the alternative, the poor man's version of the Beatles.
Well, the American version as well, too. And you know
that's
how they,
the poor man's version.
You know how they named the last train to Clarksville? They actually took a dart and threw it. Was that it? Was that them, or was that Bay City Rollers? I can't remember.
I'm not
was that Bay City Rollers?
Well, Paul is the guy who did music.
Bay City Rollers.
Mickey Dolenz, how did you guys name Last Train to Clarksville?
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wrote the song, and Tommy Boyce, the way he told the story, he wrote it about near where he lived, about an Air Force base, Clarksville Air Force Base, where he lived, I believe in Tennessee. And it's an anti-war song, actually, if you listen to the lyrics carefully. It's about a guy going off to boot camp, and he don't know if he's ever coming home. And it was Clarksville, Tennessee, the Air Force base.
You know, you guys were so politically correct at the time, and you were viewed as bubblegum, and Pleasant Valley Sunday is a pretty socially responsible song. We're speaking with Mickey Dolenz here in 960 The Quake. People just don't read.
Right. I mean, I think we tried to get away with a lot more stuff, being in our 20s at the time and during that period. But you remember that, you know, the Monkees wasn't a group in the traditional sense. We didn't really control our own destiny. The Monkees was this television show about this imaginary group, and we were cast as actors, singer, musicians in this television show. So we didn't have nearly as much control as, you know, a group that, you know, came out of their garage and just started singing and playing. So
must have been frustrating as hell to be successful and not being able to determine which way you were going to go.
That was tough. But we had a huge battle, and eventually we won the control over the music. I mean, early on, we weren't allowed to even be in the studio. I mean, I'm not kidding. Peter Tork tells the story of walking in the recording studio one day, and they said, "What are you doing here?"
Oh, but, man.
The material, it was vetted and censored by, at the time, NBC, RCA Victor, Screen Gems. You know, back in those days, there was a lot of people and standards and practices and censorship going on. So Clarksville was a very subtle message. Pleasant Valley Sunday was not as subtle, but by then things had loosened up a little bit. And I think Pleasant Valley Sunday, written by, of course, incredible Carole King, was one of the best songs we ever did.
You were a vehicle for great songwriters at that point.
Oh, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the songwriters, I'd be going, you know, you do day, you would own a mega, and you would...
Now, you would have been a terrible rapper. Don't do that anymore, Mickey.
Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees is with us on 960 The Quake. Now, more recently, you've spent time behind the camera, been directing, and you also have your book. We haven't talked about the book yet, Gacky Two Feet.
Yes, I have a children's book out. It's a children's picture book. It's called Gacky Two Feet. And if you have a copy there, you see the illustrations are also beautiful by David Clark. I was asked a couple of years ago to write a children's book, and they wanted originally for me to write some story based on the monkey songs, the lyrics to a monkey song. And I just couldn't come up with anything, to be honest. And I was kind of fretting away, and I'd read an article in Scientific America, and I'm kind of a science geek, and one of my I'm a real fan of anthropology. I was going to study in college, and I was reading an article in Scientific American about the first hominids that walked on 2 feet instead of 4, and why. And so I thought, wouldn't that make a cute little story? Because I always wondered, who was that first one? You know, that guy must have really been weird. So I created this little fictitious character called Gacky. And he's the only one in his little tribe that walks on 2 feet. And everybody thinks he's really weird and he's an outcast and he's kind of a freak. And he goes home to his mom and he says, why do I walk on 2 feet? She says, I don't know, but don't worry about being different because that difference may prove to be very helpful. And so that's really the moral of the story, is that it's okay to be different. And I just thought it's a good message to get to kids, because so many kids today grow up in our society from so many different backgrounds, different races, different religions, different nations, different walks of life, different, you know, classes of life, and they feel outcast. They feel like they're different. And the moral of the story is that, you know, it's okay to be different. That's what makes you special.
Mickey, you know that, as you will recall, you've done those reunion tours 2 or 3 times, and they've been spectacularly successful. I guess the last one was probably 1997 or 98. Do you think you guys will do it one more time?
Well, you know, I've learned never to say never. Every time we do it, we always say, well, that's probably the last one, and then something comes along, something happens. At this point, it's unlikely, at least in the near future, because just speaking for myself, I've just started rehearsals for a musical back here on the East Coast called Pippin, a revival of the very famous 70s musical called Pippin, and I'm going to be doing that for most of the next year. I've really got into doing a lot of musical theater, and so I wouldn't be available myself, but for a while. But you never know. I've learned never to say never, but there are no plans right now.
You did 12 years of thereabouts in London, right? You went over,
yep.
And you did early part of your career. 12 long years.
Yep.
Are you ever thinking about going back to the Brits again?
Well, I've gone back and forth a number of times over the years because I had 3 children who were born over there and lived there and went to school there. So I traveled back and forth a lot. I haven't worked over there as a producer, director. I went over there and was a television and film producer and director for all those years. And I've taken that and brought that over here. I'm in development on some films now. I just directed a film for Lifetime Television. I directed it was a series called Boy Meets World that was on for a while.
Oh,
I did
yeah.
that. And another one called Pacific Blue. And that's kind of been my day job for many years, has been producing and directing. But I tell you, more recently, I've really gotten into writing. I got that children's book out. I have another book out, actually, called Mickey Dolan's Rock and Rollin' Trivia Game Book. And it's really a lot of fun. It's a trivia game book. That's out. And I'm starting a new, they've commissioned me to start the next children's book in the series, where I'm going to fictionalize the moment that the first person played a musical instrument, which turns out to have been a flute about 65 to 85,000 years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, a flute. I consider that the first musical instrument. There were, of course, percussive instruments, I suspect, before that. But
yeah, drums.
The first time that anybody had drums and whistles, probably. But the first time anybody actually drilled holes in the hollow bone and made a melody. And it was about 85,000 years ago in Europe. And so that's going to be the source material for the next book.
Well, that sounds great. Mickey Dolan's, his book, Gacky 2 Feet, available by Putnam's, and it was illustrated by David Clark. It's a gorgeous book. His next book is going to be on the first musical instrument, and hopefully after that, the first person to eat an oyster. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Dolan's.
Remember that one.
Mickey Dolan's.
Mickey Dolan's of the Monkees and his book, Gacky 2 Feet, a children's book. Wonderful to have him on. Matt Gonzalez will be joining us in a while. And next, it's the Burst of Durst, 750. And Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960, The Quake.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here!
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:53, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it is your turn.
Wow, we're really sponsored this week.
Well, last week we made a good there.
Well, thank you, Paul. Tim Russert the other day listed the Republican problems in the upcoming November election as Iraq, 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 and George W. Bush, hoping to capitalize on the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, sped off in the dark of the night to Baghdad to meet the Iraqi President Nouri al-Maliki for 5 hours. Then he came home faster than a prom queen whose date got drunk and fell asleep in the boys' locker room. The president counted on this trip to magnify his Zarqawi bounce in the polls. Unfortunately, that bounce was not equal to the height that Zarqawi's body actually did bounce after being hit by 2 500-pound bombs. A Republican strategist has said the good news is the Democrats don't have much of a plan. The bad news is they may not need one. And the distressing news is the Democrats got a better chance of winning the Powerball lottery without buying a ticket than they do of coming up with a coordinated policy this fall. The term herding cats was written for them. But no matter how much Karl Rove wishes it to, this war is not going away. And they can talk about gay marriage and flag burning and Hillary Clinton's chubby calves all they want. In November, people will vote according to how tired they are of our boys and girls dying in some silly desert for George Bush's oil buddies. And it might just turn out that light at the end of the Iraqi tunnel is just a gorilla with a flashlight. And that's your burst of Durst for today. I don't think it's going well.
How about the prom date who got drunk in the locker room?
Yeah.
I mean, what was she doing in the locker room with the date before he passed out?
Date was,
See, you didn't.
I got a joke for you.
Inquiring minds. Inquiring minds. But I got to tell you, though, that.
You disagree, didn't you?
Yes, I do. I do. You could see it on my face. I watched yesterday's talk shows and all that nonsense that goes on with all those Easterners that think they know everything, whether it's Chris Matthews, whether it's George Stephanopoulos, whether it's Bob Seifer, whether it's the guy Tim Russert. I got to tell you something, though. The only guy that ever makes any sense on any of these programs is Bob, is the guy Bob Seifer. He really does do a very good job on Face the Nation. Yesterday, most of it was devoted to discussing the war in Iraq. And my conclusions are based upon the fact that Democrats were all on the defensive yesterday. They were all yielding to the attacks of Karl Rove up in Michigan when he made the speech about cutting and running, or in New Hampshire.
Talking about Democrats as cutting and running.
Cutting and running. All of it was around that. And much of it was also around playing back Kerry's comments about, I voted for it then, I voted against it. Had I known what I know now, I would not have been for it. I think the Democrats may be misreading the war. I don't think that the American public will vote for Democrats only on the basis of the war, because I don't think the American people have concluded that Democrats have
a better plan
or a program vis-a-vis the war. And I don't understand how Hillary Clinton, for an example, can stand up and take the same position as George Bush, essentially.
She didn't. She took both positions. She did.
This is not a time for staying the course, and this is not a time for cutting and running.
Well, what do you do?
I know.
And think you're immune to coming back down?
Serpentine,
I don't know what the deal
serpentine.
Is. All I can say is, I think the Democrats are wrong for not supporting Kerry's or John Martha's or somebody's proposal to announce we're bringing
Martha.
The troops home. There is nothing in the world wrong with saying, I'm bringing the troops home by this Christmas, period. And I think when you do that, you join the debate. You force the Republicans to have to say whatever they need to say, because at that point, you are pushing because, yes, our war machine will be good enough to bring the troops home by Christmas. And that's what Democrats ought to be doing.
Matt Gonzalez joins us in the next segment. Big Ed Schultz later. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quakes.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. President Bush says the U.S. will not change its position on Iran.
If Iran's leaders want peace and prosperity and a more hopeful future for their people, they should accept our offer. Abandon any ambitions to obtain nuclear weapons.
A Bush administration official says American intelligence indicates North Korea has finished fueling a long-range missile capable of reaching the U.S.
Two U.S. soldiers missing in Iraq. They were attacked by insurgents Friday, and a third soldier was killed in the encounter. A militant group on a website claims responsibility but provides no proof. Correspondent Arwa Damon reports thousands of troops are searching for the missing men.
They're getting a lot of tips from Iraqi civilians in the area that they're able to turn into what they call actionable intelligence. That is intelligence that they can then conduct operations based on.
The same terrorist group also claims to have kidnapped four Russian diplomats and killed a fifth. Again, no proof.
We do advise everyone to seek high ground.
Houston's getting torrential rains and flooding. Rusty Cornelius with Harris County, Texas Emergency Management.
Anytime we have rain like this, our terrain is very flat. So we have localized street flooding, and that's essentially what we're receiving right now over a very wide area of the county.
As much as 10.5 inches of rain has fallen in parts of Houston in the past 24 hours, as much as 8 inches in 3 hours. The world's biggest food and drink company is buying a weight loss business. Correspondent Jane King reports from the New York Stock Exchange.
Nestle is betting that diets are on the rise. It's buying weight loss company Jenny Craig for $600 million. Nestle already owns Lean Cuisine and Power Bars, as well as the chocolate bars. Nestle is expected to begin selling the Jenny Craig meals in supermarkets.
U.S. Supreme Court refusing to block parts of the Medicare prescription drug plan. It also says it'll also consider a second appeal to try to reinstate a federal ban on late-term abortions. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty S'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem will be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning. 804. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by McDonald's. Santa Cruz Mountains been a tough ride this morning. Bear Creek and Idlewild, both northbound 17 is where the problems have been. And traffic is pretty rotten through there, in a sentence. Crash on the left shoulder just before the toll plaza, way on the left shoulder, so that won't be impacting lanes, but you're back into the maze anyway with your way up to the metering lights this morning. And that's it at the moment. Just some stop and slows in your usual places. Here's some good news to get your morning moving. McDonald's uses real farm fresh grade A eggs to make your favorite breakfast sandwiches like the Egg McMuffin and Sausage McMuffin with Egg. And real milk and fresh dairy products are always on the breakfast menu only at McDonald's. When are pop brownies not a good thing? It'll be part of our local news at the bottom of the hour. Another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie starts now on 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can drop by and hang out in the beautiful lounge. It's wireless here. You can even be checking out quakeradio.com and the podcasts of the Burst and Durst and other things that we have there. Matt Gonzalez is going to be our guest this hour. Willie Brown, you were talking about Iraq, and we invite listeners to join in the conversation at 866.
I would urge listeners to call in, because I think Democrats don't understand how to translate the public's anger and the public's displeasure with the Bush administration over the war. My point, Will, is not so much that the public isn't displeased. Yes, it's Iraq, 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 but it has not yet translated into anything that Democrats can do. And I remember Reagan so clear in 1980, when he's seeking the presidency and to take it away from Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter had suffered the embarrassment, along with all America, of having the embassy in Iran.
And the failed rescue mission.
No question. And those helicopters that went down in the sand over there in the desert. And it was just a terrible time. And Mr. Reagan, who had no program, no plan, no nothing, just announced all of the hope and all of the desires and the dreams and the vision that we had, that in fact those people could be freed and the hostages would be released. He promised at each stop of his campaign that that's what he was going to do. Democrats need to say, by Christmas, we're bringing the troops home. You give us the authority to help run this nation, and we will bring the troops home. And it's clear, by the way, that the troops can be brought home. It seems to me, with the awesome amount of firepower, we're currently not fighting a war. We are into being the police, the local police force in that nation. We were not geared up to be the local police force in any nation, including our own. We have people who have different skills and different abilities to do that, and that's why we're having so much trouble over there. It seems to me we ought to take the posture and the program that says we're coming home. John Martha was absolutely correct. You talked about his appearance and how impressed you were. I was impressed with the fact that he stayed on message, and the message was the troops ought to be home. He didn't go into all the nonsense of Bush's misrepresentation about weapons of mass destruction, which I think we don't care about anymore in this nation. That's over. We're in the war. And many of the other problems associated with the decision-making process, I don't even think the public cares that much about Rumsfeld anymore in terms of his failures. I don't think they care about what's happening with Halliburton and all the contracts that they've gotten to rebuild the nation. I think they do care about getting out of Iraq and coming home. And that's what Democrats ought to be talking about.
866-960-5753. Give the whole phone number out there. 866-960-5753 if you want to join in the conversation here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
I thought Murtha was good staying on point, as you said. And his point pretty much was Bush's line, we have to stay the course, which resonates with people. I mean, we heard that so much from the first George Bush. You know, stay the course was his general line. That was his mantra. And Murtha said over and over and over again that stay the course is not a plan. That's a political line. That's a political statement. And he was right. And he also said this thing about these people who have never been in uniform are deciding. They've never seen any of this. They've never been in battle.
They don't know what it's like. That's exactly what he said. Yeah. He said, and stay the course means, in my opinion, Will, I think the public out there staying the course means you keep on doing exactly what you're doing. You're going to be there for the rest of, you're going to be there for eternity. That's what stay the course means.
It's the very definition of insanity, is totally doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome.
Which is what I do regularly. And that's what this nation has
you
been doing.
You and me and Phil Mickelson. Yeah.
With the Iraqi war. And it is really, Democrats, I'm so annoyed with the absence of real effort to say to the American people, we are going to end this war.
I think it's the difference between a national policy amongst the Democrats and them looking at their own individual races in their home districts. I think they're too worried about their home districts. People, there is a movement, there is a wave in America right now. And I think the wave is on their side, if they just catch the wave.
Yeah, I don't think that the public would believe that you are somehow not patriotic if you're preaching and your mantra is bring the troops home. I don't think anybody would feel that you were weak and that you were cutting and running if you said bring the troops home, because the other side would be forced to have to say why the troops need to be there. They would be forced to make representations that they that cannot be sustained. I mean, under any circumstances,
they had
be sustained.
This report on CNN on Saturday night, I believe it was, and it was about all the independent contractors over there, all the security. Mercenaries is what they are. They're hired mercenaries. They're mercs. And they're from they're from Britain and South Africa. And what they're doing, they have this videotape of some guys who put it up on the web, and it was a car, a security car, and they're just going down a Baghdad road, and they're firing at cars, at anything that's on the road. And they're laughing, and they put it to music, and it's from this group called Aegis, A-E-G-I-S, and it's a security group out of Britain. And they claim that they were South Africans in the car. And it's just devastating to see. And you know that kind of stuff is going on.
And they are not being regulated by anybody. As a matter of fact, and have you noticed that the U.S. now has changed its program and its policy in Afghanistan? All of a sudden, that they have gone back to doing something about trying to win that battle in Afghanistan. They are bombing in Afghanistan again. They are doing the promos on the mountains over the weekend. They had all kinds of video footage on what's occurring in that particular part of the world. So the U.S. is really confused under the current administration about its role in terms of the use of its military power. And believe me, Democrats need to talk about that, need to be focused on it and put themselves in a position where they don't have to apologize for their alleged patriotism, where they don't have to apologize for their alleged muscle. You're not showing muscle by standing next to George Bush. You're showing weakness by standing next to George Bush. And when Hillary Clinton stands next to George Bush, that is a sign of demonstrated weakness. And I don't care, frankly, when Biden says, and I think he's right, with only 6 votes being for the Kerry proposal on the motion to withdraw in the U.S. Senate, he says that is not an indication of the Democrats' position. Well, if that's not an indication of the Democrats' position, you better put the Democratic position up there. And believe me, if every Democratic senator who voted against the Kerry proposal or voted opposite the Kerry proposal had stood up and said, I'm for a commitment to bring the troops home by Christmas, that would have changed the whole dynamics of that debate. Because to do it the way in which they did it and to vote the way in which they voted, it is as if to bring the troops home, you are being disloyal to the beliefs of this nation. You're being disloyal to the commitment.
Well, that's how it's being portrayed, right?
That is correct. And you allow them to protect it. You've got to change the debate.
Right. You got to change the frame.
No,
you got to reframe the debate.
We've asked callers to call at 866-960-5753, and we have our listener, Colleen. Barbara Boxer and the troops, what's your take, Colleen?
Hi. Well, Memorial Day, Barbara Boxer sent out an email with a plan to bring the troops home in 6 months or less, and there isn't any press about this.
I share your view. The press isn't about it because only Barbara Boxer was doing it. If it was Barbara Boxer, if it was John Murtha, if it was Nancy Pelosi, if it was Joe Biden, if it was John Kerry, if it was Hillary Clinton, the reframe would be that of a group of people who are trying to buy a Powerball ticket, according to Will Durst's verse, rather than find one for free to demonstrate unity.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying Barbara Boxer is chopped liver?
No, I'm just telling you that Barbara Boxer was not being followed by the quality Democrats that need to follow her. I share her view. I think when she said, let's bring the troops home in 6 months, that's a good program. If she had said it's 12 months, that's a good program. There ought to be a definite goal, not unlike when you were in school. If you knew you had to have a term paper by a certain date, you put the work and the program together to do that. That's what Barbara Boxer is trying
to do. Okay, now here's Bush's response every time you try to set a date. He says if you set a date, what that's going to do, it's going to give the insurgents time to wait, and they will just wait until you leave, until they take over. Now, how do you respond to that?
I respond to that very simply. If I set a date, it means that I'm going to go wipe out every insurgent there is between now and then. If my goal is to find Saddam, and that's what it was at one time by America, we did all the things that led to finding Saddam. If my goal is to wipe out all 52 members of that cart deck that was in place, we set about to do that, and we announced on a daily basis our achievement in that regard. If my goal is to have the troops out of there and at home by Christmas by wiping out the insurgents, that's exactly what I do. So I would respond by saying, the timetable is for my benefit, not for the insurgents. And believe me, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, it gets no better if you wait.
I think it's hopeless. I don't think that our mission over there, for one thing, is identified. I don't think we have a clear mission. I don't know what we're there to prop up a government. Well, every time we get a chance to prop up a government, we undercut them. I mean, him showing up at Maliki's doorstep without telling the guy that he's coming in. I mean, it's not his own country. It's our country. It's a little puppet state. And everybody there has to realize, here, we don't care. We're used to having puppet countries. There, they don't want their country to be a puppet country.
Maliki should have not been in.
Not available.
Not available.
Oh, okay, imagine Bush goes over, the guy's not there.
So he's not home.
Where is he?
I don't know. He's at the dry cleaners, I think. I told you what. My mother, you'd call my house and say, may I speak to Willie Brown? And my mother would say, no, you may not. I'd get home and say, did anybody call? She says, yes. Who? She said, I don't know. They didn't say. I said, well, what did they say? They said, may I speak to Willie Brown? I said, what did you say? I said, no, you may not. Isn't that the proper answer?
We booked.
They didn't
over.
Ask if you were home. Matt Gonzalez is here.
Yes, and he'll join us
good
in
morning,
the next
family.
Segment.
Good morning.
All right, he's joining us good in the next here. Segment. Former member of the Board of Supervisors, former president of that board, and a spokesperson for the Green Party all over America. He'll be with us right here on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do. No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe Chicken Salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad,
albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix, or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
960 The Quake. Listener-supported radio without the pledge drives. Thanks for your support of Progressive Talk in the Bay Area. 960 The Quake.
821, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. And Matt Gonzalez, former president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and but for the ballots that were the ones that came in after Election Day, the ones that were voted on Election Day, you would be mayor.
No, I think but for Willie Brown's endorsement, I might have been the mayor of this town, so it's his fault.
Welcome to 960 The Quake this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. You know, you have that conclusion. I'm sorry the mayor doesn't have that. The guy who won doesn't like that at all. He's absolutely certain that he was the he was the man who did it. By the way, there was a local election here that he was involved in. Here and across the bay. What's your take? How do you think this good mayor fared in the last series of elections? Let's start with that, Matt. Well, I thought it was interesting. I think certainly on the ballot measures, the one that had the highest visibility, the Proposition D dealing with Laguna Honda, he fared well on that. But the two, I think, instances where he supported individual candidates and he was really out there promoting them, he lost both those races. He was a big supporter of Mike Nevin, and of course Leland Yee won that race, the state senate race. And he was a big supporter of Ignacio de la Fuente, the candidate for the Oakland mayorship, and of course Ron Dellums, former congressman, won that race. And he won that race of...
This weekend.
This weekend, 155 votes, i.e., that is, he got 50 plus the appropriate numbers above 50 to succeed. And there were, Nancy Nadell was even more progressive than Dellums, and she got about 13% of the vote. So there was about 65% of the
vote.
She's
a ward of Dellums, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Along with the guy who won, Sondre Swanson.
Yeah,
and Barbara Lee. So, I mean, he's got his own little fiefdom over there in the East Bay.
Mm. Well, but that's the way it was for a long time in the East Bay. Jerry Brown disrupted all of that. The East Bay has always been a bastion of so-called progressive activities. Dellums, if you will recall, you may be too young, but in the early 1970s, Dellums ousted a very liberal Democrat in the Democratic primary. A guy named Jeffrey Cohalen was considered one of the most liberal members of Congress on the Democratic side of the aisle in that progressive coalition that had been put together.
White guy?
Yes, around candidacies. Uh-huh. Dellums was a city councilman from the world of Berkeley, and he had been for a long time a city councilman, and that had been like the students motivated movement, etc. And Dellums was the icon of that. And so what has occurred?
Was he with the Panthers and
he was not a Panther, but he was a Panther sympathizer of the best order. Those are all my old clients. you know, it's interesting about Dellums, though. If I'm not mistaken, he only served one term on the city council being elected to Congress.
That is correct.
But that one term served him well in this race, where people were questioning whether or not he really had the know-how to run a city. And I think he was at least able to cite that municipal experience. Query, do you think it's necessary for people really to... tell folk that they know how to run a city. Jerry Brown certainly didn't know anything about running a city. And he got himself elected mayor of Oakland.
Well, I think it's always the case that people cite and take advantage of these kind of popular myths, so to speak. And I think to the extent that people expect that, they want to know some municipal know-how, I think it suited him well in that race.
Matt, there is forthcoming, obviously, a governor's race, November of this year, and the two leading contenders for governor, not the only people in the race, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Phil Angelides. Give us your view of that race as of this day, June 20th.
I think the way that the race has been sort of teed up by Schwarzenegger is very effective. I mean, he's focusing on Angelides' tax proposals. I don't think that this is a very popular thing in the state. And I think Angelides may be the only Californian who's capable of losing that race because of the way he ran against Wesley. I mean, it's incredible. It really is.
We're speaking with Matt Gonzalez here.
What a great line. I wish I'd thought of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think Schwarzenegger certainly trying to reinvent himself, recast himself. I think he's made a lot of mistakes. I don't think he's going to win the Latino vote as he did last time. And I think that could be the key to the outcome of the race.
He's going green. Schwarzenegger's going green. And he's hopes to use that as the fact that, hey, you know, he believes in, you know,
what
the environment,
factors?
And he's the Terminator is in favor of the environment.
All right, what are the factors, in your opinion, Matt, that causes you to conclude that he's going to lose the brown vote, so to speak?
Well, I think some of the issues that were very prominent in the first run for governor dealt with, for instance, the driver's license issue. Gil Cedillo had been fighting for this at the state legislature, and the governor had pretty much put out a promise that if Cedillo retreated on this particular measure, that he would work on a compromise that would suit all sides. That never came to pass. Most citizens of California don't realize the extent to which this is an issue that's very hot on Spanish language radio. This is something that gets talked about every day. And I think that Angelides may not be in the right position to capitalize on this, because I was told, for instance, when he gave his address in Sacramento at the big convention of the state Democratic members of the party, I think his speech was an hour long, and he did not mention even the May 1st rally that was taking place the very next day or within a couple of days. And I think it may speak to his being out of touch on the immigration issue.
Matt, don't you think that with the reinvention, as you described, that Mr. Schwarzenegger is engaged in it, isn't there the distinct possibility that somewhere between now and the end of the legislative session, Arnold Schwarzenegger may step up and solve the issue around driver's license?
Well, that would certainly be a coup. I mean, that could really be the nails in the coffin for Angelides. That would be it for that campaign, I think.
Well, you note that he has done it with reference to the teachers. He gave them more money than they asked for schools.
He's found more money, though. He found $7 billion.
Well, he didn't find it. It showed up by virtue of the improvement of the economy.
That helps.
Yes. But he's also, as of Saturday, solved the strike problem for the workers by giving them more money.
SEIU.
He's signed the increase in the minimum wage, not associated with the COLA. He literally is knowing that there's nobody to his right that can garner any votes from him on the right. All he can do is slow down the enthusiasm. My guess is the driver's license issue is going to be resolved. And you are right. Phil Angelides has been somewhat similar in his responses to immigration and the driver's license issue, as has been the Democrats nationally on immigration and the war. Mm-hmm. And that makes it real difficult. There's no clarity on that. In terms of your own party, the Green Party, you have a candidate, do you not?
Well, Peter Camejo is the candidate once again. He's running. Of course, I think in this particular race, it's hard for Peter to get momentum as he's had in the past because people fear him being a spoiler. Although one of the big issues that he's been championing is the case of Santos Reyes, who is a man in, incarcerated at Folsom Prison. Now for about 7 or 8 years, his third strike was cheating on a DMV exam. He took the exam for a cousin of his who couldn't read, and he was striked out for that. And Peter has sought to get Angelides on board in an effort to win this man's release from custody, but has not been successful in doing that.
Everybody's so afraid of Willie Horton. No one's willing to take any chances anymore.
Yeah. Well, but there are a whole series of people, Matt, as you know from your good criminal defense days, mm-hmm. there are a number of people who are in jail, not as egregious on the three-strike side as is Santos Reyes, but there are a number of people. The jails must have 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000, maybe even 10,000 people that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. Three-strike?
No, under the three-strike law should not be there. But there's a great fear among politicians to say anything about the three-strikes law.
Yeah,
why?
It requires a nuanced position. I mean, someone like Santos Reyes does have, let's say, a robbery conviction in his background that involved the use of a knife. That's not a pleasant thing. That's something that, you know, we want to punish in our society, and that's worthy of a prison sentence. But for politicians seeking office, they don't want to be associated with suggesting leniency when somebody has something like that in their background. My own position is we got to look at the offense that was committed, and the punishment needs to fit the crime. And in this case, there's nothing about this offense of cheating on a DMV test that should have warranted a 26-to-life sentence.
We're here with Matt Gonzalez on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. He's going to stay with us after we go to news.
All right, here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. It's 8:31. Let's do traffic first. Brought to you by 511. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Martinez, three lanes blocked with nails in all the lanes, and we've had a couple of flat tire reports. So that's a buzzkill. That's four westbound right before the coming Skyway. Four-car crash on move at the shoulder in Hayward, 880 southbound after A Street. Motorcycle down in the left lane, 101 northbound at the 280 split. Emergency crews roll in there, and a stall now out of the lane to 280 northbound. The 880 interchange, so that is a mess. Both those part at 280, 101 and 280 both. Parts on time. Get that figured out. We're brought to you by 511. If traffic's slowing you down, get driving times every time. Call 511 and get free real-time driving times. When you get to the main menu, just say driving time. You can check real-time local traffic, too, anytime on the web at quakeradio.com. Here's what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. It's 8:32, and an Iraqi militant group claims on the Internet that it's holding two missing American soldiers. It also basically taunts America, saying all of the raids that have failed to find the men show American intelligence is weak. A White House spokesman says, quote, there's no confirmation of the Internet claim. More indications that North Korea is on the verge of testing a missile that can reach the United States. A Bush administration official says the reclusive communist government has finished loading fuel onto the missile and give them about a month to launch. Employees of Contra Costa County plan on walking off the job for a day. They have a dispute with their employer, a coalition of unions representing 6,000 county employees, calling for a one-day strike on June 27th unless they get what they want. A brush fire burning in Contra Costa County up at Vasco Road grew to about 225 acres. CDF says crews put it out about an hour ago. A Stockton marijuana shop that was being run out of the back of a soap and lotion store has been shut down. Drug enforcement officials say the store called Healthy Choice was just a front to sell weed as well as pot brownies and pot cookies. Officials have arrested the owner. Quake Radio, weather for the day. Foggy on the coast, a little cool, upper 50s there, around the bay, 60s and 70s, and in the low 80s today, inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
960thequake.com, your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station. Contests, podcasts, streams, downloads of your favorite Quake shows. Links to progressive events and organizations around the Bay Area. Go get it. QuakeRadio.com.
Once upon a time, there was a little talk station that critics and the conservatives said would never make it in the Bay Area.
Voted best new talk station in the Bay Area by the editors of SF Weekly.
Thank you very much for your support of 960 The Quake.
Exposing the criminal right wing of American politics. Common sense and progressive thought. We're 960 The Quake.
With Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells with Will Durst, Willie Brown, and our guest, Mr. Mayor.
Matt Gonzalez, the man who served with me at the time that I was at City Hall. He was president of the Board of Supervisors, and I served as mayor, and the mayor and the supervisors, president in particular, work together. We were also at least about once or twice a month early morning breakfast companion.
That's right.
Places like, yeah, and we had a good time doing it. And Matt was so thoroughly literate, he regularly supplied me with material that represented part of the history of San Francisco. He's joined us here on 960 The Quake. And we were at the point where we were discussing statewide politics. We were into Los Angeles County in terms of the process of voting that did occur last time around. You've been doing some things in Yolo County. What are you doing in Yolo County?
Well, you know, the law firm I put together with Whitney Lay, who you know, of course, who was a partner at John Kecker's firm, We've just recently brought a lawsuit against the Yolo County Grand Jury and the Superior Court, essentially challenging the composition of the grand jury for insufficient Latino and Asian representation. And we've partnered up with Jim Hammer, the former homicide prosecutor here in San Francisco, and we're doing that together in Sacramento Federal Court.
What are the numbers?
Well, it's interesting. The Latino population there is about 25%. Asians comprise roughly 10%. And in the last 7 or 8 years, the Yolo County Grand Jury has never reached those numbers in terms of representation. And it came to us because the Housing Authority, members of the Housing Authority Commission, and the executive director of the Housing Authority, who are Latino, came to us and said, you know, this grand jury has been investigating this every single year. They've never found anything, and we want it to stop. And so we started looking at it, and sure enough, there was this glaring, omission.
What are the voting rules like?
The voting rolls, in terms of the percentages, I think they're consistent from what we've
and that's where the grand jury gets its members from, right?
Well, that's the thing. The county, believe it or not, does not have any rules or regulations on how they seat grand jurors. They're, from what we can gather, in complete violation of the
code. It's an invitation. What, you go to a cocktail party, someone says you want to be on a grand jury?
No, country club.
Cocktail party, you might. It's not far from that, believe it or not.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes. How do you do that?
Well,
I thought they had to be picked from the.
No, that's the way it was at one time in this country, Will. Not only in Yolo County, but all over the state. Judges nominated people for membership on the grand jury.
That's right.
And there was no thought of diversity. There was no thought of anything other than previous acquaintanceships and friendships.
Like Lexus owners. You can just say.
Yeah. Like Lexus owners. In regards to that lawsuit, there was a major piece in the Chronicle today about the absence of diversity on the bench in the state of California. Somebody did a great analysis, and they took it county by county and went down and showed exactly how few people of color are serving on the benches of California. And they also demonstrated how few lawyers of color there are in the state of California. Nothing reflective of the population. Like, for an example, only 3.5% of all the lawyers in the state of California are African Americans. Yet the population is somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 to 10%. Same for Latinos. So the Latino population is somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 28% in the state of California. And on the lawyer side, it's under 8%. And obviously on the bench, the numbers are even more dramatically down in counties where we reside. So your lawsuit probably is going to garner national attention.
Well, you know, we were frankly surprised just at the outset by the numbers. We thought, oh, this must be wrong. We made inquiries of the grand jury commissioner, you know, send us over your rules, send us over the rolls, let's take a look at this. But it's quite embarrassing that this is happening in what is considered a relatively progressive area. I mean, Davis, Sacramento. So I think we're going to prevail. We'll probably get some kind of consent decree establishing rules for the future, and that's what we want. We don't want them to be able to impanel a new grand jury that lacks that diversity. What's curious is the 1 year that this grand jury had more than, let's say, one Latino on it, the 1 year they actually had 4 out of 19 members that were Latino was the only year in recent memory that they didn't issue a report against the Housing Authority. And of course, the Housing Authority in Yolo County has been deemed a high performer. They're creating a lot of housing for low-income folks, many of them Latino. And so there is this very obvious subtext going on that you've got a more conservative grand jury that's sort of not that interested in seeing the diversity change, the potential voting into the future change, the demographics change. I mean, it's going to change politics.
What about the law firm that you are a part of? Why don't you share with us whether or not there's diversity in that firm?
You know, I wish we have some good diversity, but we're failing on gender diversity, unfortunately. My primary partner is African American. We have a fellow who is native of Tehran, Iran. who just recently became a citizen. Enrique Pierce, who's Chilean-Scottish, is in the firm. Brian Vershagen, who is Russian background. And recently, of counsel, we have Yumi Lee, who's joined us in some litigation. Jim Hammer, who's joined us in some litigation.
So it's Chinese and white. And then you,
a couple
Latino,
of Latinos, African American,
right? Probably the most diverse firm. I asked that question.
Except for gender, we need to work on that. Yeah.
But I asked that question because I don't think there's any other firm that has the reflection of the makeup of the population of the state of California on the ethnic side, as is the case with the firm that you are.
Might be a little more together. Diverse than actually the state of California.
No, it is more diverse than the state of California.
I like Matt Gonzalez.
I'll tell you about a
white
people
very underrepresented.
The very diverse Matt Gonzalez.
I want to tell you about one other case I'm handling up in Yolo. It's actually kind of funny. I represent a fellow who's charged with his goats running at large.
No.
His goats that he...
He allows his goats to
No,
to
they get out of the fencing. And so all the goat ranchers up there tell you, oh, yeah, this happens all the time.
They're goats.
Goats are very smart. They're good at this. But the fellow I represent happens to be the only Muslim rancher. All the other ranchers are Caucasian. And he's the only one that's been criminally prosecuted where they're, you know, after him for, you know, a variety of fines, et cetera. And so it's an interesting county. There's a lot changing there. And, of course, we'll litigate the thing, but it's almost embarrassing to be a goat defense attorney.
From candidate for mayor to goat defense lawyer, this is going to make a great story.
Yeah.
Matt Gonzalez, our next segment is What Would Willie Do?, where we ask a question of the mayor out of today's news, or it could be off the top of your head. Would you stay and ask him the question? Be our guest.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, that'd be great.
He's been waiting years for this.
You get a clean shot at the mayor here. Matt Gonzalez is our guest, keeping it real with Will and Willie. At 8:46 on this wonderful Monday, Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
Okay, it's a wonderful Monday. That's what he said. Now, just how many mornings like this have you gotten up and said, I'm going to change my life. Darn it, I'm going to eat healthier foods, exercise more, and have a lot less stress. Well, here's Mike Buck to tell us how Nature Bee can help.
Hello there, Will. Sometimes that's like this is a recording, right? Okay. This summer you can change your life. You take Nature Bee, you got the best support your body could ask for. This stuff comes all the way from New Zealand. It's pure pollen, no toxins, air, no pollution, no nothing, no chemicals, pure as it can be. You take this plant pollen, 22 elements essential for human existence inside. Doctors tell us good nutrition means a healthier mind and body. That's what you're going to get from Nature Bee. Strong immune system to boost.
Buddy, that sounds really great, but how do we know that this stuff, this Nature Bee stuff is working?
First of all, you'd be sleeping like a baby. Most people notice I'm getting a better night's sleep. You look better on the outside, hair, skin, and nails, that kind of stuff. But what about this? Concentrating better whether you're at work or play, and how about this one? Tons of energy.
Ha! Say no more! Now, what's the deal? How do we get Nature Bee delivered to our door?
That's the easy part. Don't have to go all the way to New Zealand. Don't have to go shopping. 6 months' supply of Nature Bee comes right to you for $99 with a small postage fee. All you got to do is pick up the phone and make a toll-free telephone call. Also, you're going to get a $30 supply of sunscreen. That's free just for trying Nature Bee. And don't forget, when you try Nature Bee, you got nothing to risk because it's got a money-back guarantee. So pick up the telephone. Call toll-free. It's so easy. Let me give you the number nice and slow, and so will. 1-866-834-8355.
Okay, everybody. Be just like me, get healthy with Nature Bee. And don't forget, throw 100% money-back guarantee. Call the Bee line right now. Just do it. 1-866-834-8355. What's the number again? It's 1-866-834-8355.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter. Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50, them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas.
These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
WWWD, what would Willie do on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie? Matt Gonzalez, you've got a shot at the mayor here.
Mayor Brown, I was reading in the New York Times on the front page of the arts section that the cosmetic magnate, Lauder, what's his first name?
Esther.
No. Let me see if I can find it here. He purchased a Gustav Klimt painting for $135 million.
Jeez.
This is a portrait. His name is Ronald Lauder, a portrait of Adele Bloch Bauer. Now, this eclipses the previous highest amount ever paid for a painting, Picasso's Boy with a Pipe, which sold for $104 million. And I'm just wondering, if you had $135 million, would you have purchased this lovely Klimt?
No, I would not have purchased this lovely Klimt. I don't think that is a wise expenditure when there are so many other good things that you could do with that $135 million. However, I would indulge myself with the $135 million if I had matched it maybe 10 times on doing things for good people and people who are in need all over the world. I think this is an important piece of art. I do recall the history of this painting. It was in the Nazi time period in World War II. It disappeared. It's a painting that I think occurred in the early 1900s. It was painted like in the early 1900s, and it was really a significant piece of work. And it had been in this family for a long time. The Nazis took it away from this family, damaged it severely, and I believe that it was rescued. And when it was rescued, I didn't even know it had been rehabbed, but I know that someone had been commissioned to try to rehab it. I did not know that it had been placed up on the auction block, and I assume that the family got a chance to reclaim it. I assume that they obviously needed money, and they obviously put it out on the auction block. And it is, frankly, a piece of work, Matt, that probably ought to be in the public domain. It probably should not be a part of someone's individual private collection. But the public is not yet ready to spend the kind of money that has been spent by this gentleman on behalf of that painting are the kind of money that Bill Gates has spent on behalf of his incredible art collection. There are some pieces of art that, frankly, should belong to generations yet to come. That Picasso painting is one, and this particular painting is another. And I'm just hopeful that in the future, such significant pieces of work of art will not have to go the volume of one exclusive wealthy patron of the arts who should be admired. But because it's not available to either of us or to anybody who comes after us, it just isn't a good idea. And besides, with the misery existing in the world, $135 million could start by paying the freight for the San Francisco Housing Authority. That poor director is about to go to jail for a judgment that's been rendered against the authority. Part of that $135 million could be taking care of him.
Well, just to follow up on that, this particular painting is described by Lauder, who bought it, as his Mona Lisa. It's going to be the centerpiece of a museum that he's got in New York that features Austrian and, I guess, German paintings. And so it will
be
in the public domain.
New gallery, a tiny museum on 5th and 86th Street, devoted entirely to German and Austrian arts.
But he needs to make sure that it is in such an ownership relationship that it is permanently available to the public, not just his own private. And big achievements. You're quite an appreciator of art. We had some of these discussions. You're far more thoroughly informed on it than I am, but I am a strong advocate that great works of art ought to belong to the public, not to an individual.
Let me ask you this. How do you reconcile the high prices for art that, as you're pointing out, seem inappropriate given all the needs that we have to, you know, improve our society and to improve those that need our help?
Thank George Bush.
But how do you reconcile the public's interest in maintaining their collections? I mean, we've got the Asian Art Museum. We've got these gorgeous, the new De Young that's opened up. What do you say? Should these have acquisition budgets with public monies?
I do believe that art and the appreciation of art is not unlike our educational system. We really should have a certain component of our budgets for taxpayer purposes devoted to the acquisition of significant pieces. They become a part of our history. They become a part of who we are. They become a part of what we are and what we could be. And they become a part of the accumulation of knowledge. And I think where that is appropriate, and it is appropriate for us to have public dollars to so do. I wish we could have achieved what Chicago, the city of Chicago, has achieved. And that is a annual percentage of the general fund budget is dedicated to art. In this town, the only place we do that is in the building business. When we grant a commercial development project, a certain percentage of that,
somebody's got to put some art in the lobby.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the way we got the gold for the dome at City Hall was just that. We changed the law in your term on the board slightly to allow a part of that art to be located off-site rather than just on-site, but within distance of where it could be observed by the people who occupy that building. That's how we got the money to do the goal on the dome at City Hall.
You going to go see the Monet exhibit at Legion of Honor?
I certainly am. As a matter of fact, I think the Legion of Honor is a more important museum for us, or equally as important museum for us, as is the case with the De Young.
Matt Gonzalez, thank you for coming by the Hotel Vitale this morning. I want to invite you Thursday because we're going to be from the Cafe Foray in honor of Gay Pride Week out there at 16th and Market, and come by again. Keeping it real with Will of the Willie, Ed Schultz joins us next on 960 The Quake.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an